That's really interesting because I've got a similar story, but from the world of cancer. And this is really the way that medicine's going nowadays, is trying to understand the genes that are in someone's, well, in a person, or maybe in the case of cancer, in their tumour, and trying to figure out how best to treat them. Because it really is increasingly clear that that old saying, one size fits all, certainly doesn't work when it comes to cancer treatment. And the more that we discover about these genetic faults, the more it's possible to divide tumours into subgroups, which then may in turn respond differently to different treatments. And a really good example of this is the breast cancer drug Herceptin, because this only works for patients whose tumours have high levels of a molecule called HER2. And now scientists in Edinburgh, funded by Cancer Research UK, have made an important discovery which could help to improve tailored treatment for breast cancer. And they found that a genetic test that's actually already being used in breast cancer patients could predict whether an individual will benefit from certain drugs or not. And in fact, we could see it becoming standard clinical practice in just a year or two. Now, it all boils down to drugs called anthracyclines, and there's a very common one called epirubicin. And this is a very effective drug for breast cancer, but doctors know that it only works in a certain group of patients. So, you know, obviously rings bells going, there must be a genetic route to this. And also it causes quite bad side effects. So you really only want to give it to people if you know it's going to work, and not give it to people where it won't work, because then they'll have the side effects and none of the benefits. And so Professor John Bartlett and his team have been looking at tumour samples from more than 2,500 women who've been on clinical trials for epirubicin to try and figure out if there's some genetic thing in common with the ones that respond to the drug and the ones that don't. And in the end, they found that women who had extra copies of chromosome 17, this is known as chromosome 17 duplication, were likely to respond to the treatment. But women with the normal number, that's just two copies, were less likely to respond. And here is where it gets really interesting. Because this extra dosage of chromosome 17 is already known to be involved in breast cancer because it's the region of our genome that harbours HER2, the gene that makes the protein that responds to Herceptin. And in fact, there's already an effective genetic test to look for duplication of this region, because it's how many doctors look to see if you're suitable for Herceptin. So in fact, we've now got the test, we've got the drug, and so they're still waiting for the results of one more big clinical trial to come in to prove whether this is really validated in the clinic. But we could actually see this becoming clinical practice very soon.
It's fascinating, isn't it, to think that not so long ago, people viewed cancer as pretty much a homogeneous condition. You had cancer in a particular organ and we thought that it was the same disease. But if you drill down finely enough, you'll find that every cancer is pretty much unique, isn't it?
Absolutely, in the same way that we're all unique. I mean, that you can draw cancers into subgroups of some types. You know, for example, breast cancer, I think, is now up to maybe even 20 subgroups, yeah, but there's certainly six major subgroups and they all respond slightly differently to treatment.
Do you think we'll ever actually have a clear picture as to what the best way to treat any given cancer is, given that uniqueness?
Well, I mean, certainly some of the genetic studies have pulled out similar patterns. And the idea is that you look for a molecular signature or sort of hallmarks of your cancer, and you can go, well, you've got most of these that put you into this profile, or most of these that put you into that profile. And in the cases already, we have some drugs that specifically target certain mutations in some cancers, and they work pretty well. So the hope is there'd be more drugs like that, and certainly more genetic tests as well.
Thanks, Kat.